My name's Stefan, I'm an addict. Someone asked me about half an hour before that if I was nervous, you know, and I went, no, I'm fine, I've done loads of chairs, and I'm sitting there, I'm nervous, you know, I'm nervous, I'm a bit anxious, and they're feelings that I don't like, they skill me and depower me in a way. I find them really difficult, even after a time in recovery. But I will say, through recovery, I've learned to have a handle on them, embrace them at times, you know, and it just helps me, you know, it's helped me. I was going to say, thinking, I thought, well, I didn't come into the rooms the conventional way, but what is the conventional way? I was in a dark place, quite a dark, sad place, you know, and I got into the rooms. Why I say that? Because it wasn't just walking off the street. I didn't have that luxury in the end, you know, because my liberty was taken away from me. And so it was in an institution, and that'd be the only means I'd ever gone to. You know, I never heard of an outside of the institutions, so I'd like to thank H&I, you know, which I'd done service for quite a while I'd done it, you know, and I really grew from doing that. And so it weren't a conventional way, you know. Another stint in an institution, and someone gave me the blue book to read. It was really weird. And I read it, and I talked to them, and I thought, wow, I can relate to that. You know, if anything, I can just relate to that stuff. I can relate to the way people felt. I can relate to that stuff thinking that I'm on my own and there's no one else who thinks like me. You know, and I still like that today at times. You know, and from that, you know, I sort of, and certain things were said to me, just try it. You know, a good friend of mine said to me, try it for 6 months. And he said, you can still, can't you? He said, you can use. I said, I'm expert at using, you know. He said, put that down, try this for 6 months. If you don't like it, you don't have to go and retrain. You know, and it really rung true for me. I thought, he said, just give it 6 months, you know. And even though I was incarcerated, in that 6 months, my life grew. You know, as I grew a person, you know, I don't know, it's weird. You know, they said spiritual awakening was all running around in this place going, wow, something changed about me, you know, and a few hours of doing it, and then all of a sudden, once I got a nicking for something and it went again, you know. But it came back, you know, it did come back, you know. I had some acceptance around, this is my situation, you know, it will change. You know, because in my using, I never thought nothing would change. I thought, it's always going to be like that. I'm always going to be, you know, I got this label of being bad, so I run with it. You know, I'm bad, and that's what I'm going to be, you know. And other stuff, people said, you're going to die. And I accepted that, because that was part of it, you know. That was part and parcel of my life, you know. Part and parcel of my life was getting in and out of institutions, and if I'm lucky, I'd probably die. You know, if I was unlucky, my reality was I was going to live a dismal life, because that's what I was doing, you know. It was never enough for me. You know, I read the readings and it sung, there was never enough for me. It, no matter what I got, there was never enough. I remember getting a lot of money once and coming home with all these people and the other two were really happy. And I sat there, looked quite sad, and my mum went, what's the matter with you, blah, blah, blah. But I knew it wasn't going to last. I knew I was going to have to go and get more, no matter what. You know, whether it was a couple of weeks, a month, I knew I was going to have to get more. I knew nothing ever filled that void, you know. And I suppose that started the end of my using, you know. And I suppose I had a friend who sort of got clean, but he didn't really say what got on. But he'd come back and use it with us. I thought that didn't work. You know, but something had changed in me, you know, something changed, you know. And during the process of doing that and attending a few meetings, I started listening to stuff, you know. Because I remember I used to go in there and I used to argue with people. I used to say, I'm not letting go of this, not doing that. You know, what I learned from here is that my thinking was really out, you know. Because I thought I was so clever, you know. I thought I was so clever. But I recognised from coming in there, my thinking was out, you know. My thinking wasn't logical, it wasn't sane. You know, and a lot of my thinking had to do with my feelings and emotions. I hit a feeling, my thinking, the same way it would have happened usually. I felt nervous and anxious, I just wouldn't have come here. I said a lie, not come here, gone and sat at home. And got that stuff and I didn't want to go there anyway. You know, and that's what I do. You know, and from coming here I learned how dangerous my thinking was. And I learned that my thinking wanted me dead. You know, it's basic how I can put it. It's sort of grown since then, but I learned my thinking wanted me dead. It wanted me in an institution. It wanted me to be unhappy. You know, and through a process of coming here and doing some work, I was able to change that. You know, I was able, as I said, to embrace feelings and emotions. You know, the difficult ones I didn't like. You know, I really, because I was brought up in a place of fear. I was talking about it earlier, my family was a place of fear. You know, and you know, in some way I did embrace it, but I didn't like it. You know, but I thought my life would always be like that. You know, and how I avoided that was drugs. Drugs and alcohol took me away from that place. I could be fearless. You know. So growing up, it was sort of, I avoided all that at all costs, you know. Even my relationships, it got fearful being in a relationship with you, talking to you, you know, letting you see inside of me, so I avoided that at all costs. You know, I sort of done a jitter and I would be what you wanted me to be, not that I felt I should be. You know, and life was quite difficult. It's like having a mask. Every day going out with this mask, you know, and it took a lot of energy doing that. It took so much energy in my life, I didn't realise. You know, I put so much energy in all that stuff and using and putting on this mask that I was literally draining and draining myself. You know, I was draining my spirit. That's what I said it was. And what happened by coming in here, I realised, you know, the same as I looked at alcohol. Alcohol, I used to drink alcohol, it's the spirit. I filled my spirit, I felt okay. And the same as drugs. You know, I came in here and I had to put other things back to build my spirit up. I started doing work on myself. You know, the first thing was learning that when I pick up, I don't stop. You know, as a reality, I had to come in and look at that, you know. And I had so many examples of that in my step one, going back for years. But I just couldn't see it. Because, you know, because a feeling had come up, well, don't worry about that. I had the disease of forgetfulness, and I've heard people say, you know, I forget about the times, nearly died, nearly this, nearly that, forget about all that. You know, I'm just going to have one this time, sort my life out. You know, the best was I used to get an institution and I'd go around to my friends to show them how well I was doing. What I was doing, I'm just going to go around and show them how well I was doing, so they'll see that I'm doing well. You know, I'd be there 6 days later, you know, and end up, and they'd be looking better than me at the end of it. You know, and but still in my head, well, you know, it's doing different. And I do that every time. So from here, I learnt that, you know, I pick up one, I'm in trouble, all bets are off. You know, that's what's really held me in here. I know when I pick up one, all bets are off. No matter what I've got, it's lost. You know, I'm under no illusion of that, you know, because I've had evidence and evidence and evidence in my thing, you know. And the two is looking at my thinking, you know, my insane thinking, you know, because I'm really clever at deluding myself, you know, and tricking myself, you know. And just the three basic ones I've done when I first come here, and was about asking for help because I found that really difficult. You know, I didn't want to be vulnerable. You know, like sitting up here at the beginning, I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to tell you I'm vulnerable. Because if I tell you I'm vulnerable, you're going to take advantage of me. You're going to use and abuse me. You know, but in reality, I became the user and abuser. With everyone who came in contact with me. You know, it was just so selfish at times. You know, and so coming here, I sort of learned, you know. And I learned about that energy. That energy I put into negative stuff, I learned I can put into positive stuff. Now, when someone said to me, if you just put 10% in, you'll be all right. You know. And that's what I done at first, you know, put 10% of time, just turn up, a bit anxious. You know, I remember my first commitment, so I always say it because I'd got out of an institution, went to a meeting, and what happened, because I'd be the first, if you had something, I'd be the first to try it, and then I'd ask you what it was. You know, that was me, all round. Yeah, give me that, what was that again? Yeah, that was good, give me some more, you know. And someone said, that's what you do in the room, you know. And I remember this commitment, and someone said, GSR, some words. I put my hand up. And then I asked the bloke next to me, what do you have to do? You know, but that stead me in good stead, you know, because I stayed about from doing stuff like that. You know, one thing was said to me, open my mouth, be honest. Get there and open your mouth, you know. Say what's going on for you, be truthful, you know. And I started doing that, you know. And them early days were really frightening for me, you know. Anyone new in there, it was really frightening. I thought, I don't know no one, you're all different than me. You know, this ain't going to really work for me. It may have worked for you. Your whole lives are a whole lot better for me. You know, but I just thought, I'm going to stay about. And in reality, it was I had nothing else. You know, I had nothing else. I had smashed my life to bits. So I come here and started doing stuff, you know. And stuff started to change. You know, people started communicating with me. I started to feel better about myself. I started to grow in my self-esteem, my awareness. My thinking started to clear. You know, I'd done service, you know, quite a bit of service was one of the things that I'd done. I'd go on about it, just got me to meetings, you know. It got me to know people. It built a life that I never had, the reality of it. My life started to build, you know, because in my last days of you, my life was that small. You know, I had people, but no one really wanted to be around me. You know, I'd sort of cut all my bridges. You know, I'd pushed everyone away from me who cared, and I attracted them negative people, you know. So that stuff about I always used to hear about being in a room with 100 people. There's one who dislikes you, I put all the energy into getting him to like me. All the 99 will go away and I'll be left with this person I don't even like. The reality of it, you know. And I was like that. But my life started to change, you know. I started to communicate, I started to learn. I always say people started to love me, people started to trust me now. I couldn't do that stuff myself. From them doing it, there was a knock-on effect that I started doing it. You know, I started to love and trust myself. You know, I started to find my voice. I learned to communicate in here. You know, I learned all these words I never knew before. You know, I can still have difficulty with that. You know, and what I did, I started to grow as a person. You know, I believe human beings grow and evolve. That's what we do. In my using, I've never done that. You know, it's really funny, we grow and evolve. And I always say that to people, and they go, oh, it's really difficult. I say, do you know why? Because you're a human being. You know, I had a really good friend who went back out, and he used to say, it's life not easy. You know, I sort of said it the other day. And it made sense to me. You know, life, if it was easy, it'd be called easy. It's called life. And it has its ups and downs. You know, so all my life's changed around. You know, I've never worked in my life. I've got a job, got a quite good job. You know, and some days I wake up, I hate my job. You know, I want to leave, I want to go back to my old life. Other days I wake up, it's brilliant. You know, I'm studying, you know. I didn't realise I didn't go to school till 9. I really had difficult studying. And so it's funny, I went down a chair the other day and I said about essays and how I do them. I've got quite good marks, but I do them and then I'll get to the end, read something else, think it's wrong, I want to change it all, you know. And I found myself doing that last night. I'd done this essay and looked at it and I followed every question, which I do, took my time, read it, and because I saw something else, I wanted to change the whole lot. You know, so my thinking can still be the same, can still be damaging to me. You know, and what I've learned to do is trust the process, put the work in and let go of the outcome. Usually the outcome's right, I found. You know, and if it's not okay, that's fine as well. What I've done is learn to ask questions and figure out, what did I do wrong? What can I change next time? It's the biggest thing about recovery, you know. And I've only learned that through coming here. You know, I learned that nowhere else. You know, I learned how to live life here. You know, and I keep coming back here. It's really funny because I came here a few weeks ago, I bought a family member to try and get him some numbers. He never, and I left really angry. I'm not going back to that meeting. You know, but I've been allowed to do that in LA. I've been allowed to stamp my feet and scream and leave, you know, and then come back. And no one's ever gone. They've all just welcomed me back, you know. And I've been allowed to have my thinking. Is this for me? Is this not for me? You know, and people ain't criticized. You know, you get people sometimes doing people that don't, but people have been there and supportive, you know. But for me, there's nowhere else to go. You know, I've been everywhere else. You know, this is the place where my life has grown. You know, I've travelled around the world. I've got connections. One of the beautifulest things was going to see where my mum was brought up, you know, and there was difficulties between me and my mum. And there's been moments like that, you know. Another thing, my mum died and I never visited her. And I had a friend die when I was in recovery. And I went there every day, you know, and I remember walking back across the church and it was a full moon and she died in the same place my mum died. It was really weird how things happened. She was on the same ward and I went every day and I was walking back and I just saw the moon and I felt that peace that they talked about, that serenity. That void was filled for that moment, you know, and it's not filled all the time, but for that moment my void was filled. You know, I get times like that in recovery which are beautiful. You know, if you're new about, you know, stick at it. That's what I've done. My life grew and evolved. You know, not to say it's easy, you know. So if I heard that when I first come in, it'd all be easy, I wouldn't be here. But I heard people talking the truth. I heard people saying sometimes it's difficult. I heard people talking about how they can deal with feelings and emotions. Even though I had no awareness that that's my problem in the beginning. But I've come to gain awareness around that. You know, so it's about sticking close to the winners, you know. You hear cliches in that, you think, oh, they keep saying them. But they're true, you know. And from that I've grown, you know, as my life is quite full now. You know, I'm still full on studying. You know, I've got a job, I've just got a promotion. You know, I don't know how that happened. My head always tells me, you know, before that, a few weeks before that, I was stuffing the job. About 6 months before that, they can stick it. I don't want this. You know, who are they? You know, I'm going to go back and do it and make it on my own. You know, and actually life's about that, just sticking by doing things and stuff changes. You know, and my day changes. You know, recovery, I say, you know, it's beautiful sometimes, but sometimes it's difficult. And if you're new about it, just give it a chance. And most of all, give yourself a chance, because that's what I've done. You know, I gave it a chance and my life grew, and I grew as a person. You know, and And I've still got some of the ways, my addictive ways, my selfishness, my arrogance, it still comes up. But I addressed it today. And what it is, it's about balance with it for me. You know, so I sort of end it there. If you're new about it, keep coming back. That's all I'll say. I'll leave it there.